Also on your about page, you say, I'm kind of pulling these out of order because this is the way I want to talk about them, not how you want to talk about them.
That's all right.
You say, second, what commentary does exist is largely focused on negative aspects of traditional media rather than positive qualities of indie fiction. Okay, as a reader, I can kind of see, well, you're an indie author. You don't have the New York Times bestseller, maybe, unless if you're already popular. You may not have, unless if you built up a giant audience, you're not going to be able to put up a splash page and just sell to your readers. So what are the struggles that indie authors have? And I guess, do the books that you read, the Christian indie authors, or people that you want to focus on, what I guess further struggles or what additional struggles might they have?
Sure. Marketing is the big one, I think, because with traditional media, there is a platform already there. There is a guarantee you're going to have physical copies in physical bookstores, which has been less important the last couple years. But what is a major factor in grabbing browsers, people who are walking through the store and they see your nice book with your nice cover right there on the shelf next to Tolkien or whoever, you know, there's a support system there that goes deeper and grabs people who are casual. And the biggest problem for indies is it's very, very difficult to show up in searches because there's just so much crap, right. You know, erotica, and that genre just crowds everything out in fantasy sci-fi because people buy that, and then you have to, then your book gets shuffled farther down. And then there's just poor quality stuff because it's so accessible. People who want to be writers and don't have either the resources or the inclination to get an editor or don't have their own ability to pick out like odd wording and stuff and poor formatting. All of those things contribute to what people call a stigma against indie authors. It's really not a stigma against indie authors or self-publishing so much as it is just
the truth. But yeah, the barrier of entry, it's like Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. We wouldn't be hearing from us. We definitely wouldn't be hearing from the fringer people, but everyone has the same platform. Everyone has a voice. And sometimes that's not always the best.
Right. Right.
Especially as a consumer.
Yeah. So yeah. The problems with traditional media is the gatekeeping on the other hand. So on the one, like the indie publishing, there's nothing that's keeping whoever wants to, even if they have just like a third grade level, like in English, publish their book. With traditional media, the gatekeeping is there, and it guarantees a level of quality because their editors have done the work making sure everything's polished, and they have their cover artists and everything looks great, but the problem is twofold. One is that they gatekeep stuff out, like Christian worldviews, books that have explicitly Christian characters. There's not a lot of indie books. They don't fit perfectly in a genre that would then be marketable. So they wouldn't be chosen.
Yeah.
The other is that they polish out a lot of the interesting elements of stuff. One thing when I first started reading more indie literature was that I realized that the story beats didn't always land the way that I expected them to from reading traditional media. There is a sense in which traditionally published books have been pre-chewed for you, and you are just eating paste. it goes down very, very smoothly. But a lot of the interesting elements have been scrubbed out as a result as well.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'll have to go back to Ernest Cline's second novel, where you saw the audience speak to him, and then he wrote that book. And the worst parts of the first book came out more. And so there's more a focus of, well, why aren't there this many number of representations? And he's like, okay, I'll put that in there. And everything seems so washed over. And the problematic portions that made his character the spunky young kid that's just the author in an 18-year-old body, set in the future of this world, came out. Like, you know, I could get past the, okay, he's an atheist and he really hates his... every Christian except for the old lady that gives him food underneath him. But it became even worse because that's what has been, the message has been preached from on high, and that's what it must conform to.
Yeah.
So you lose the, he was maybe an interesting character, who did feats unhuman, like memorizing fleets of fiction that no one could ever possibly do. No matter if you had $1 billion or not. So I just had a lot of problems with that book. So then what then are the positive aspects? I understand I might have to spend a couple bucks on an editor. What are the positive aspects that I can have becoming an indie author or being able to share my message of the Lord Jesus Christ with Martians from the year 6000.
So there's a lot of freedom and creative control for sure. If you have a story like that, you're going to have trouble getting it in front of readers because of the heavy gatekeeping and in traditional media. So if you are willing to put in work, and there is more work as an author, but you can have that pure creativity that has not been filed down or scrubbed out, and put that in front of people. And you can also have a more personal connection with some of your readers. A lot of people are, because they're in charge of their own marketing, are able to have relationships with people who like the same things they do, right? Because they are presenting a project they have worked on that you have to like what you're doing. So there's more support there, I feel. And of course there's middle grounds too, right? There's small publishers whose values are going to align more with yours and stuff like that. So I think probably the biggest thing is the creative control for at least this group that we're talking about, because a traditional Christian publisher is going to push for what they see as their reader expectations as far as Christian books. Mm. And
so that's interesting. That's even a gatekeeping aspect that will harm authors and readers, because there's a sense where they know their audience. And so I want to publish with Zondervan. I think good or bad about Zondervan, but maybe they won't take this message of positive husband relation, husband and wife relationships in a book where, hey, guess what? When people are married, things might happen where they might not always fight and get divorced. There might be some positive aspects to it.
Yeah.
I think specifically I'm reading, I'm just not anything against Zondervan.
Right. Well, that goes, it sort of goes back to that, that diversity of thematic, expression too, because when you have a Christian publisher, they're looking for specific messages too, specific types of characters. They want a certain level of romance, say, that appeals to their group. If you are a Christian author and say you have a sex scene that is important to the story and important to the thematic message, they might not touch it, even though you're not promoting a heinous lifestyle using that scene. If you
descriptive over titillating,
right.
Yeah.
If you have that kind of content, it might be difficult to get that published at all, because you have both the Christian characters, Christian worldview, and an unsavory bit that maybe people would rather not.